This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted you're with us. I want to remind you, if you miss any part of today's show or any show, if the show was in the last year, you'll find it podcast at travelers411.com. And we simultaneously archive every show. So you can go back to 2002 when we first went on the air and find the most amazing, unique, and historic reference library told in the first person by our guests who are truly the experts in their field. Folks that deliver the products and services that make the travel industry work. And, you know, we're getting into some complicated issues later today. If you have to leave us anytime in the next 3 hours, you can find us streaming live at TuneIn Radio online. You can find us streaming live at sabrams.com. Go in the right hand sidebar under, it's a dark blue box, you'll see, it says on air quick links, and you'll see Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Scroll down and click on listen live, I think is what it says. It's either listen now or listen live. I think it's listen live. Just click, you'll know what it is because it says listen live Sundays, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So here's what we're going to do today. Later today, you know, it's become a big fad for people to rent out their apartments or their homes to other people, a la Airbnb. And once you take money for somebody to come and stay in your place, unlike giving the keys to your cousin or a best friend or something, where you just loan it to them, when you actually have a commercial exchange involved and they're paying you for the purpose, your normal renter's insurance or homeowner's insurance is negated, voided, because the insurance you took was for a residential property that's now being used as a commercial property. Even if you, you know, take $20 for one night, you just voided pretty much your insurance policy. So if somebody gets hurt, somebody does you terrible damage, they leave and take your best china with them, you're going to find yourself in an ugly place you don't want to be. But there is a way to get around that. And the way to get around that, we're going to talk with Laura Adams in the third hour, who is the senior insurance analyst for insurancequotes.com. It's something that you really should pay attention to, because more and more people are either doing it or thinking about doing it. So this will give you some good insights. And in the next hour, we're going to be talking about a press release I read put out by the Cayman Islands, who rejoiced with the wonderful job they were able to do fixing a 5-place break in the arm of an injured visitor, a Canadian visitor in the Cayman Islands, who broke her arm, turned out in 5 places. and I was disturbed. It's wonderful. There are great physicians. They have a wonderful hospital, according to them. I have no reason to refute any of that. But the way the press release was written, it kind of sounded like they frightened this woman into staying in the Cayman Islands to get the job done by indicating that if she flew home, she would risk a blood clot that could endanger her life. I am told by a medical expert that's not entirely true. In fact, it's not true. That's the way it was placed. And that medical expert, Dr. Bruce Berkowitz, an orthopedic surgeon at a very big hospital in Florida who has been a guest many times, he is a leading orthopedic surgeon, to talk about the realities of being injured and what the injury is and whether or not it's a good idea to stay where you are or go home to your local physician. And you really should go and listen to that. In a couple of days, you will find it by Wednesday, both podcast and archived at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. But today we have coming up Bill Miller, who is a vice president with MedJet. And MedJet is a medical evacuation membership company. They will provide, based on need, an air ambulance, basically, a hospital room on wheels with nurses, technicians, whatever is required in order to safely transport an injured member of MedJet to their home hospital. If hospitalization is required at the destination. So instead of doing that, get yourself home where you belong. So, and we're going to be talking about that and get his opinion. So between Dr. Bruce Berkowitz yesterday and Bill Miller today, you've got a nice rounded picture. But this hour, I'm taking you off to have some fun, because I have been trying for more than a dozen years to get Dr. Tim Campbell, who those of you who are frequent regular listeners know is the executive director of the St. Patrick Center in County Down, Downpatrick, Ireland. And I've been trying to get him to come and visit us here in Massachusetts, and I finally succeeded in making that happen, and he's here with us in our studio. How glorious is that? We're going to talk with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The 2016 Tanglewood season continues now through September 3rd, offering a wide spectrum of programs with the Boston Symphony and the Boston Pops Orchestras, Andras Nelsons, Keith Lockhart, John Williams, and internationally renowned guest artists from the worlds of classical, jazz, the American Songbook, Broadway, pop, rock, dance, and film, and theatrical presentations. Tickets are on sale now at tanglewood.org.
I am so happy to have Dr. Tim Campbell, senior leprechaun at the St. Patrick Center in Downpatrick, County Down, Northern Ireland, with me in my studio. He has been on a whirlwind tour of the U.S., visiting chapters, clubs of Friends of St. Patrick that the St. Patrick Center has been instrumental in creating. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie.
It's a pleasure to have you here, sir.
It's lovely to be here.
So what states have you been in before arriving in Massachusetts?
Well, I've been on the go, as you say, for a couple of weeks. I started in Minnesota at the Irish Festival there. Then I went to Phoenix, where it was very, very hot for an Irishman. And then I went from there to the Irish Cultural Center, which is a wonderful facility in downtown Phoenix.
Is it Phoenix and Tucson, or just Phoenix, that were founded by John O'Connor, an Irishman traveling about with the conquistadors in Mexico in the late 1500s?
Do you know, I don't know. I think that Tucson is an older city than Phoenix.
And I'm pretty sure that, and there's a strong Irish community there. Mm. And it traces its history back to John O'Connor coming over with the the Spanish conquistadors.
I did get a chance to go to Prescott.
You guys get around.
Yeah, we did. We did. And I got a chance to go to Prescott, which was the state capital before Phoenix. And it's a beautiful part of the world, what a really, but very, very hot. So from there, I went to Milwaukee to the Irish Festival, Milwaukee Irish Festival, the biggest Irish festival in the world. And from there, I came to Albany. And from Albany, you collected me and we crossed the mountains. And now we're in wonderful Western Massachusetts.
And headed into Boston so I could introduce you to some colleagues, some SCAL members of the Boston chapter, to which I belong, a professional organization of leaders in the travel industry globally. You know, you said just said something that reminded me. You know, the people in Milwaukee are very clear about being the largest Irish festival in the world. But I interviewed the head of the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Dublin, Ohio, and they seem to think they are the biggest. And not only that, Dublin, Ohio is themed. The entire town is themed like Ireland year round. You need to go and get a chapter there.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that. So stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com. Stephanie Abrams here inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of Giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrigaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a million-dollar sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrigaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrigaree.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
A brand new pair of brogues to rock the love of the bogs and frighten all the dogs on the rocky road. It's a double of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt ahead and turn it down the rocky road. And all the ways to double and make fall all the dogs. In Mullingar, the bride I rest.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have in the studio with us Dr. Tim Campbell, Executive Director of the St. Patrick's Center in Northern Ireland, in the town of County Down. Not in the town of County Down. The county of Down, in the town of Downpatrick. And one of the things that I have managed to organize for Tim's visit was to meet up with a wonderful group of very active, both Irishmen, some folks born in Ireland who live here in Western Massachusetts, and a bunch of Irish descendants who very much remember on a daily basis their own personal history and their family's genealogy. And you gave a presentation that was just wonderful. I mean, the people in that room were absolutely enthralled, Tim. You did a great job. And as much as I know in my many visits to the St. Patrick Center and to knowing you and to making an effort to learn more, I learned things last night that I didn't know before. And one of them was the derivation of the name of the town, Downpatrick.
Yes, yes. Well, Dun in Irish means fort.
Dun.
Dun, D-U-N. Yes, there are lots of people called
Dun. So you have
Dun
the word like Dunhill, it means Fort Hill?
Yes.
Look
yes,
at that. Yes. And it's funny, you were saying, when you were trying to explain that concept, and you were saying Dunpatrick, somebody behind me said Downpatrick, and you know he wanted to try to explain that Dunpatrick evolved into Downpatrick.
Yes,
yes, that's funny.
So it was the seat of the High King of the northern part of Ireland, the Dun, the great fort, and it still is actually. There's lots of these forts all over Ireland. People don't know very much about them. Often we say that in Ireland, every stony acre has a name. We've got townlands for every patch, every square foot of earth in our part of the world has a name, and many of the names are Irish, and if you translate them you can kind of work out what it means in the landscape. Dun was the fort and Patrick came there, so it was eventually named after him. Dunpatrick, anglicized to Downpatrick.
Now, you know, for the traveler who wants to follow a St. Patrick trail, one could begin in Downpatrick and work westward or begin in Armagh. And I was really captivated by the little trail that you created. So maybe you can review that because, you know, going to Downpatrick on a mission to visit the St. Patrick Center is a good enough reason, a strong enough and compelling reason to go to that spot in the world. But like going to a mall where you have a primary aim of getting to a certain shoe store, but after you're done with the shoe store, isn't it wonderful you have all these other shops? So to some degree, if you head to Downpatrick immediately or and then move westward on the St. Patrick Trail, or go to Armagh and work eastward with your mission to end up in Downpatrick in County Down at the St. Patrick Center. Either way, it works, and you really have – there was enough there that looked like you could spend a week just doing that.
You could. So you can say start, as you say, in Armagh, the ecclesiastical capital of Ireland. We have a driving trail which runs from Armagh through the border town of Newry, through the beautiful mountains of Mourne, and ends up in Downpatrick. Now, within a mile of the St. Patrick Centre in Downpatrick, as you say, there's many things to do with St. Patrick. The first church in Ireland, the first healing wells in Ireland, the place where St. Patrick is buried, the medieval cathedral of Down, and of course the St. Patrick Centre, which tells the story of St. Patrick. So either you can come and you can do the route, the driving route, or you can come and you can stop off at the St. Patrick Centre, which is an ideal location between Belfast and Dublin.
Yeah, I think I've tracked it. If I'm correct, it's 29 miles east. Downpatrick is 29 miles east of Belfast. And again, you have another newer, compelling reason, where it's now over 4 years old. Can you believe the beautiful Titanic Belfast Center, which is a kind of Walt Disney experience in connecting with real materials, everything from ship plans to China and linens, and the recreation of first class cabins and steerage cabins and of the Titanic. Aside from this iconic building that they built in Belfast, aside from everything that you see and do on the inside, what makes this even more different from and more elevated than the wonderful Titanic exhibits in Branson, Missouri and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, that were spearheaded by John Jocelyn and his wife, who we've had on as guests many times. They're wonderful, but they're in Tennessee and Missouri. Nothing wrong with that. They're closer to home, maybe, and they do a great job. But the Titanic Belfast Museum, I hate to call it a museum because it really is so much more than that. It's a really interactive experience. You will feel like you were a passenger by the time you get off. By the time you get off the Titanic Belfast, what it has that no other potential Titanic exhibit in the world could have is it is on the site where the ship was built. And, you know, that brings the story to life in a whole different way. So, to get from Belfast to the St. Patrick Center in County Down, it's a right turn for about 29 miles. And it's a lovely drive.
About 30 minutes takes you down. Beautiful drive, as you say.
Yeah. So let's talk for a minute just about the St. Patrick Center itself, and then we're going to take a commercial break and come back and really get into what is inside of the St. Patrick Center. But more importantly, when you have digested all of that and you leave or on your way to get there, let's examine that St. Patrick Trail of what else you can be seeing and doing. And for all of you who are viewing this conversation as a religious conversation, it can be. For all of you who are thinking about, well, what does this have to do with me? Because you don't identify with St. Patrick or even maybe with Christianity. There is a spiritual, intellectual, historic underpinning that is completely fascinating. And I, it's something that is worth seeing. I know you're getting gobs of bus tours, groups of people who come. How many groups did you welcome in the last year?
Well, last year, Stephanie, we had over 800 coaches coming.
Wow.
This year we're expecting more. So Northern Ireland is really on the up, and we are having the record year for the last 2 years of people visiting our part of the world. And as you say, what better way than to go through the mountains of Mourne and go to Belfast the scenic way rather than just flying up the freeway?
Yeah, for sure. And from Dublin, it's what, 2 hours?
2 hours, yeah.
Yeah. And again, you can get there by train, you can get there by rental car, you can get there. There are tours that you can hop on for the day or an overnight, and Get yourself up and back from, if you're in Dublin, certainly a worthwhile visit. We're going to take a break and come in, come back to dive into everything else. Don't leave me.
The problem they asked me was I hired and wages I required to lay was almost tired of the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit Tanglewood.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Dazzle your imagination with incredible places to explore, from the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway to the natural stage settings for Game of Thrones. Discover Northern Ireland's North Coast. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled, truly thrilled, to have Dr. Tim Campbell, the executive director of the St. Patrick Center in Downpatrick, County Down, Northern Ireland, with me. Let's first do a walkthrough of what is the experience. Why should people come to the only permanent exhibit memorializing the life and works of Patrick in the world? And explain what the exhibit is all about and the experience there, and what is in the shadow of the St. Patrick Center that people would want to stop and visit.
Okay, well, let me start by saying, how can anyone visit Ireland and not find out about St. Patrick? 6.5 million people around the world are celebrating St. Patrick every year. So whenever they go to Ireland, we want them to find out what they're celebrating. So we're the only permanent exhibition, as you say, which tells the story of Ireland's patron saint.
Now, hang on just a second there. When you were doing your presentation last night, and it was so well done, I know I interrupted a couple of times to insert a couple of things, and I didn't want to interrupt again, but I'm going to do it now. One of the places where St. Patrick's Day is celebrated is in Israel. And the celebration of St. Patrick's Day in Israel, do you know how that began?
No.
Oh, you're in for a treat. Chaim Herzog was one of the sons, one of the children, of Rabbi Herzog. I want to say his name was Isaac, but I check that for the moment. I'm fuzzy. He was a rabbi in Belfast. His children were born there. They were all Irish. In 1919, he moved the family from Belfast to Dublin, and he became the chief rabbi of Ireland, based in Dublin. Chaim, at some point in his life, as the Hebrew expression describes, made Aliyah. Aliyah is going off to Israel to study, to learn, to be. Fell in love with the place, decided to stay. Became president, but this was an Irishman with an Irish accent, nice Jewish boy. Became president of Israel and introduced the celebration of St. Patrick's Day.
Wow, that's
to the country. So isn't that a nice story?
My goodness.
Yeah. So now we can move on. And by the way, yes, there is a kosher butcher in Dublin, and there is a thriving Jewish congregation. I don't remember the name of the street where the Irish Jewish Museum is, but you can go to sabrams.com, put in Irish Jewish Museum. You'll get an interview I did with their manager, Howard Freeman. And on the first, they've just bought the two buildings next door. It's a row of townhouses in Dublin. And they expanded the museum. Upstairs is a synagogue that any Shabbat, any Friday night, Saturday morning, holidays, evenings when people congregate for minyan, for evening prayers, you will find the local Jewish community there worshiping. It's the same street. When you leave the Irish Jewish Museum in Dublin, you make a right turn. You walk down about three houses. They're row houses, attached houses. So when I was there, two of them were the Irish Jewish Museum. I understand that he bought the next two and broke through the interior walls to expand the museum. You continue walking to the left, and you get down about two, three houses on the right, the same side of the street. There's a brass plaque outside one of the doors that says the actor Barry Fitzgerald, and then under it, that was his stage name. They have his, whatever his real name was at birth. I don't remember what it was. But the actor Barry Fitzgerald was born and lived in this house. Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
Yeah. So two good reasons to go and visit that street. So you were talking about from Belfast.
So the St. Patrick's Centre, therefore, is located in Downpatrick. We are situated, everything in Downpatrick you have to understand is named after St. Patrick, because within a mile of where we are, we have so many sites associated with Ireland's patron saint. All the schools are named after St. Patrick, the streets are named after St. Patrick, and we are located in the main street just at St. Patrick's Square. So you go into the building, which is a big glass-fronted building. It's a beautiful stone structure which recedes into the hillside, and it's built in a very special place. It was called St. Patrick's Mount, or we modern day call it the Cathedral Hill, because that is the place, the very site where St. Patrick was buried, on the top of that hill. So we take you literally underground. It's such a historic site. So you go into the St. Patrick Centre, and it's wonderful slate floor. It's a beautiful glass atrium as you go in. And we have a number of different facilities in the centre. We've got a wonderful gift shop. We have a little cafe which is run by young people with learning disabilities, because part of our ethos is to bring people together irrespective of their faith, politics or ability. The centre itself is a charity. We have a little art gallery where you can go and see some of the local community the pieces of art. We have a community garden at the rear of the centre. But the main thing to do really is to go in and see the exhibition. And the exhibition starts off by telling you the story of St. Patrick. Now, I was involved in putting the story of St. Patrick together. And whenever we did it, we wanted to get away from this idea of snakes and shamrocks and green beer. And whenever we looked at the story of Patrick, and I was a historical consultant, we realized that actually Patrick tells his own story. We are able to look at the story of St. Patrick through two pieces of work, through his confession, which was written around, the middle of the 400s, and a letter to the soldiers of someone called Caroticus, who was killing his
converts. I'm going to learn to say that word.
Caroticus, yeah.
I usually say a letter from to the soldiers that I can't pronounce. Caroticus. Have I got it?
You got it.
Okay.
So we take you back in a time bridge. We go back and we show many, huge video presentations of what life was like in Patrick's time. But the main thread of it is that we take his voice. You're listening to a voice from the 400s. And we often say that if you think of archaeology is where you dig things up, history is where you write things down. And the history of Ireland, the written word, begins with Patrick. In his words that begin our exhibition, Ego Patricius, Peccator Russicissimus. Those are the first words that were ever written down in Ireland.
And they mean?
It means, ego means I, Patrick, least of all the faithful, seen as rustic by many. So he starts to tell us a story. And what we do is we simply put a voice to the story, and we show video presentations to support what he's saying.
Where does the humility come from? Least of all the faithful.
Least of all the faithful.
That's a very powerful statement in terms of humility.
Yes, and if you read St. Patrick's confession, you can see that he's a very humble person, and he quotes the scriptures
a
lot.
Did he also have great doubts? I know in his early youth, when he was first brought to Ireland as a slave, having grown up at the back of the church, his father and grandfather were clerics,
yeah.
He had doubts and probably was the typical bored child being dragged off to sit through.
Yes.
More than he wanted to sit through.
Absolutely. He says that himself. He said he's 16, he's bored, and that this was the reason that he was taken away, he felt, was because he didn't have any faith. So he was kidnapped.
So he thinks he was being punished.
He thought he was being punished.
Got it.
Yeah. 16, kidnapped, brought to Ireland as a slave, because in those days he was part of the Roman Empire, probably lived in the southern part of Wales. He does tell us specifically where he lived, Banat Berniai, but we're not terribly sure.
Where is that on the map?
We don't really know, you know, because all these Roman towns have disappeared. So he's kidnapped when he's 16 and brought to Ireland. Think Liam Neeson, because that's the northern part of Ireland, County Antrim, Slemish Mountain, where Liam is from. That is
gorgeous,
where,
yeah, gorgeous area.
That's where Patrick was a shepherd slave for 6 years. And this 16-year-old who doubted his faith, over the 6 years that he was a shepherd, then starts to pray. He starts to pray up to 100 times a day, which is not a conventional way of doing things. He's herding sheep, he's cold, he's lonely, and eventually he believes that God tells him to run away, that his ship has been made ready. So you follow this story as you go around the exhibition. You see the ship, the type of ship that he would have gone away in. We project actually on that particular bit onto the seal. So you go around, and now I have to say, delighted to say, that in the last number of years, we have also been able to add lots of different languages to the centre, so you can do it in different languages.
Great. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back talking with Dr. Tim Campbell about the life of Patrick and its display at the St. Patrick Centre in Downpatrick. Something very engaging you need to visit. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
BizTalkRadio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is thrilling to have Dr. Tim Campbell with me at our studio, Studio 35 at the beautiful Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, the heart of the heart of Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts. You really must come and visit us. Isn't this county gorgeous?
It's just stunning.
Doesn't it remind you of places in Ireland?
It does, because it's rolling hills, but you've many more trees. In Ireland, we cut down most of our trees.
No, we didn't. Let's make it clear now who cut down the trees.
Well, probably during the sort of the plantation in the 17th century.
Thank you very much. And the trees were cut down so that what we consider the UK didn't need to be deforested. So Ireland was the backyard lumberyard for the Brits. And but there were some concerted efforts to go in and create forests. I mean, you drive through certain areas and you've got all these big, tall pine trees that are all lined up in neat little rows. Yes. And there are, you know, thousands of them as you, you know, it looks like somebody with a bad hair transplant, you know, with the plugs. You see all the trees like corn stalks, you know, line, and they're huge trees. I mean, many of them over 100 feet tall. I mean, it's beautiful when you approach it. But
yeah, we've got lots of lumber. Really, it's grown for lumber because on the top of the moorland and the bogs, there's really not much else you can grow, and it provides protection for sheep and things like that. But here, it is rolling. It is beautiful. You've got the lakes, but you've got one thing that we don't have, and that is the weather. We've got, you know, beautiful weather here. Generally back home, rain is always in the forecast. It's either just rained, it's raining, or it's just about to rain. Those are the three states of play.
Well, you know, and you know, there's some, you know, truth to that. Often when it rains, it's more like a heavy mist.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even put your hood on or open an umbrella. There's the, you know, the downpour on occasion, but very much like Berkshire County, where we live in Western Massachusetts, we'll have four seasons in one day.
Yeah.
And we might have an amazing downpour. And when it ends, the sky is blue, the sun is out. You can't believe that this is the same day that was 10 minutes ago. And Ireland is like that. But I don't know. The Irish people have this amazing guilt about the weather and talk it up like it's the worst thing in the world. I have to tell you, this year will be a great year because this is a four-time visit Ireland year. That's the best. Because we were there in January, we were there in May, we'll be there in October, we'll be there in December. Not bad. That's a good year.
That's pretty good.
That is a solidly good year. But you look at the map of Europe. I mean, when we're there and we're watching the weather as part of news on TV, you'll see whatever is sweeping in from Iceland, you know, it sweeps across Ireland, sweeps across the UK, goes into France, goes into Germany. It's the same weather. It keeps rolling. None of those other places talk about, gee, they get rain too. Woody Allen did a whole movie, Midnight in Paris. All it did was rain. And so, and there are people that I have met. And the reason I bring it up is there are people I've met who say, you know, why would I want to go to a place that rains all the time? Well, it doesn't really rain all the time. And, you know, it might rain part of the day. That's what keeps all the grass green. And by the way, you ever go to St. Lucia? It is gorgeous in St. Lucia. Lush, green, beautiful. You know how it stays that way? It rains. There's no way you could go out there and water all those plants. And so we were in Barbados for a week a couple of years ago. And it rained, but conveniently, it rained every night from about 1 or 2 in the morning. We were awakened by the sound of the rain on the rooftop. It rained like from 1 to 4, 2 to 5, and the rest of the day was clear and gorgeous. I mean, what... That was really good planning on the part of the tourist board. Get it to rain in the middle of the night. But there are some destinations like Bermuda. If it rains, you go to Bermuda and it rains for 2-3 days in a row, the management of the hotel will pass out guns and the guests can play. The first day they talk to one another. The second day they play bridge. And the third day they play Russian roulette and shoot one another. Because there's nothing to do. Mm. It's an outdoor place.
Yeah.
The things to do for sightseeing are extremely limited. In Ireland, if you have a rainy spout, so what? You know, you go someplace like Titanic Belfast. You go to St. Patrick's Center. There are so many places to explore that are indoors. By the time you come out, it's blown away and it's moved eastward. It's in France now.
I have to say that we are a good indoor destination. The other thing that is good about Ireland is, and this is something that people don't think about a lot, but I know you do because you come in the winter time, is that we don't get snow or very little snow. So it's a great destination to come during the winter time, autumn and winter, and spring particularly is beautiful.
You know, when I was getting out of the car here at the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, to come to my studio and meet you in the lobby of the hotel, and because guests when staying in the Berkshires, we sort out to stay here at the Crowne Plaza Hotel.
Beautiful hotel.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Lovely. I was getting out of the car, and I got a call from the executive director of the town we live in, who had three things on his mind he wanted to chat with me about. And one of the three things was he'd like to go to Ireland next spring. Mm. And I suggested that maybe he wanted to go in March, go over a few days before St. Patrick's Day, before the airfare goes up, because the closer you get to St. Patrick's Day, the more expensive it is to get there. Come over a few days, like not later than maybe the 13th or 12th of March, and then fly out the 20th or later, and you'll catch the windows of, you know, still shoulder season, really good airfares. And he wondered about, you know, what would it be like there in March? And I said, it'll be like the tulips will be in bloom, the pansies will be in bloom, the hyacinths will be in bloom, and the palm trees that are not planted in pots and brought into people's homes, that are in the ground year-round,
yes,
palm trees, people, will bloom year-round, December, January, February. You know, we go every December, January, and you're going to experience weather that's somewhere between, I'm going to say, 40 degrees and 65 degrees in December, January. In March, it's going to be somewhere between 50 and 70.
Yeah. And my daffodils, Stephanie, come out before Christmas. Do you believe that?
I do, because I see them when we travel, and I'm always running up to some, you know, little garden or potted plant somewhere, you know, taking photos to say, look, people, you know, we've run out of time. We have run out of time. We have come to the end of this hour, my goodness, and we didn't even get to the St. Patrick Trail from Armagh to Downpatrick. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put that up in my blog at sabrams.com/blog so everybody can see it, and you have that nice big trail that'll lead you to Downpatrick. Thank you so much for making time to come and visit us and to be here in our studio.
Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful
Dr. Tim Campbell, stay with me, everybody. More to come. 2 more hours to come. This is Stephanie Abrams. I'm going to fly an eye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.